Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. The ESPN app, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, scroll down to live radio. We are right there. And you can, of course, download the podcast if you missed any of the hilarious hijinks from the first hour.
Where he
hummed a tune and we all made fun of him, but then within one call, someone identified the tune.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, man. If you know.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, now it's in your head. Now,
it's in my head, yeah. For sure.
Hey, Max, yeah. What's your celebrity crush, man?
What's your celebrity? Who's your celebrity?
No, you. Your celebrity crush.
My celebrity crush?
Yeah.
I don't get down like that, man. I'm
you
good.
Don't have a celebrity crush?
Nah.
You just don't? Really?
Nah.
Yeah, you never had one, ever?
Oh, yeah, I have in my life,
years?
Yeah.
Yeah, who?
Who's the last one? I have to think about it.
You don't have
offhand.
A celebrity crush.
Who's yours?
At all?
Man, I got so many, it ain't even, I can't even, it's a lot of them. It's a whole bunch of them, you know. It's a lot of them. I got a lot.
Who's one that comes to mind?
You say what?
Who's one that comes to mind?
Like just the look? What? Like
Yeah, your crush. You brought it up, the crush.
No, I know. Like I like Tamara Hall.
Okay.
Like Tamara Hall.
You like Tamara Hall?
Yeah, Tamara Hall. Because I just the story, just everything. I rock with her profession, how she get out. You know, I'm an ID network guy. So, you know. Yeah.
I got you one, Key. Janelle Monáe. I mean, that video yesterday.
Well, that's trending.
I'm about to buy lipstick right now.
It kind of got me.
That's trending.
I was like, ooh. Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, Tamron Hall though.
It's a, okay. Yeah, because
Tamron cool though.
Professional, really cool. The professional, classy. Just the whole classy. You know what I'm saying? Like just professional.
Professional.
You know, professional. No, for real, man.
Real, I know you for real.
Real, like as it was. Tell me. Real 401ks in life, man. You know,
401ks, 529s.
Oh, man,
they got
all that. All that.
Yes.
All that.
Family trust.
All that, man. Smart, everything, you know. And you know, because, again, you watch ID Network, you see
watch
and everything.
ID
and
Network
have met her extremely nice. I don't have a problem admitting mine. I don't. You know, that's just one. But like I said, I got a lot of them.
Let's go through the control room. Alan Yates, celebrity crush.
Well, as a child, I was a big Keke Palmer and Kyla Pratt fan, so when I see him out now, I'm like, man, see how my DMs, I'm about 98% in DMs, I'm about to shoot some.
Nuno?
It was Olivia Munn, then she dated Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-oh.
That killed
Olivia,
it, huh?
You lost it for a little. Olivia, cool, though. She cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm interested about Pat because, you know, we never know with Pat.
Yeah. Officer Costello?
Ryan Reynolds.
No.
What?
That was such a little thing to say.
This dude, man.
What?
Come on, man.
He ain't never seen Deadpool, so now I'm confused.
It's Ryan Reynolds. Come on, man. It's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, God.
You see him?
Okay, so.
I can't believe Max just.
Whatever.
You know, Max
Ryan's
don't
cool.
want to give us anything.
There's, I'm with my celebrity crush.
Oh God. Stop.
Don't you guys know Max is the celebrity? So it's.
Max, you never had a celebrity crush growing up? Like,
yeah, of course.
Who?
I'll tell you the last one I could remember where I was like, was like Rashida Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones' daughter.
Yeah, okay.
Who? Kadada?
Rashida Jones.
Oh, Rashida.
Yeah, Rashida Jones.
Yeah, Kadada Rashida. Yeah. That was growing up for sure. Facts.
All right, so there we have it.
You feel okay? I feel like you got uncomfortable.
Whatever you do, you got to go back 20 years.
Okay. Let's moving on. Speaking of celebrity,
if you're
basketball
in a relationship,
crush,
you got to go back 20 years
know,
at least.
Fine.
You know?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
It's okay. You can think somebody is like, wow, that's cool. Doesn't mean you want to be with them.
Your lady doesn't have sharp nails, does she, Jay?
Oh, my lady's Lebanese and Italian. She is fierce.
But it doesn't mean, Max, it doesn't mean.
Not worth it. Yeah.
But she has one.
It doesn't mean 100%.
100%. My wife has one.
Yeah, they all
Javier
do.
Javier Bardem. Like, that is her. She'd be like, Javi.
Bardem.
Like, stop calling him Javi, first off. It's Javier to
is that,
you. Okay?
Is that what you, that's is that what you say?
Oh, see, all the time. She's like, why don't you grow your beard out? Look more like Javi. I'm like, stop.
Why don't you grow
I look
your
nothing
beard
like
out?
Him.
See, I wouldn't. That part would, that would make my eyes turn extremely red at that point. Telling me to look like somebody.
Oh, no, she does it jokingly. No,
Jay, just for Halloween, maybe you want to dress up like Javi.
Okay, like, yeah, okay, he does it. Good. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bunch of them, though. Like I said, I got a lot, man.
Kid, we know you have a lot. Yes.
You do, too.
I know I do. Scarlett Johansson on mine, too.
But celebrity crushes, you guys find that it's celebrity crushes?
See, like for me, I could think somebody, I'm like, oh, that, but don't mean like I'm going to rock with them. Like a lot of people, like, I don't know what happened to you, Key, but for me, like when I became somebody, I had a lot of people, I was like, oh, that'd be so cool. And then all of a sudden I started talking to them or I met them, I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
It's like it's just
something, it's not even a thought, it's just what little bit of personality that you see from afar, you may not know that person up close, and personality-wise may not mix. But if you see them and you like their style, how they rock, you know what I'm saying, they swag or whatever.
Yeah, like Pat likes the way Ryan Reynolds dress. I get it.
Yeah, like, fine. You know, like Rihanna. I used to be a huge Rihanna. I'm like, man, Riri.
That's real original, Key. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, that was one back in the day. You know, but you see it, though. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with
Finally,
it.
Rihanna has an admirer. It's about time.
That's what.
That's why. Right? He even turned ring, ring, ring into re in his head.
Anyway, we're talking about the Lakers.
Uncomfortable pivot there.
No, I'm not uncomfortable.
Shoot. Hey, look. Hey, tonight, though, Riri might be at the game. Tonight, it's going to be live tonight. That's going to feel
I don't know who's going to be at the game, Jay, but I'm not looking for Riri.
No, I'm just saying it's going to have. Tonight's like a game seven in LA. Yeah, that's what tonight at the Staples Center, crypto.com, whatever you want to call it.
You know, Max asked me yesterday how I was feeling in the stomach. Well, I'm getting nervous. I feel like I'm about to play. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those situations with me. I don't know why, but it feels like the nervousness is starting to come. And the closer I get to the game, the more nervous I'm going to be. Just because they got to win, man. They got
to win. How
about
the fact that AD leaves with, like, concussion symptoms, right? And it didn't – look, he took a shot. We talked about it yesterday. Didn't look like it was the elbow. Looked like it was the forearm from Kevon Looney. And didn't look like it hit him on the chin or the temple, which are the kind of knockout spots, right? It looked like it hit him on the jaw, maybe the cheekbone. And it did not look like it would have caused a concussion, but – Anthony Davis reacted like it did and, in fact, exhibited symptoms that got people worried that he might go into protocols and not be able to play in the next two games. What is the latest on Anthony Davis, Darvin Ham, Lakers head coach?
We checked in with him, and, you know, he's feeling great. Our medical staff gave us a great update, and he's not in the protocol. Not showing any signs of anything, and he'll be listed as probable tomorrow.
So, okay, that's good. That's what you want to hear.
But it does, in terms of the nervousness, Key, what makes me nervous is what happens if he gets hit. You know, like, so now it's not an issue. I believe he's going to play. I think he'll play well. But what happens when there's physical contact? Because, as you know, Jay Will's prescription for any team facing an injured player is to sweep the leg. He's
Cobra
Kai.
Sweep the leg, dog.
Yeah, the thing is, though, he doesn't have any symptoms of a concussion. So when you don't have that, that's different. He can get hit, and he might have just got a nice little hickey on the head, and that's pretty much it, and got some dizziness, but there's no concussion. So he's way better off in that situation, because if he had a concussion and it was clear, but he had one before and he get hit, that's when you worry.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN Lakers reporter, was a little more definitive about whether or not AD will play in Game 6. NBA Today.
I spoke to a source close to Davis this morning who told me that he believes there's not any scenario that he can envision where Anthony Davis does not play in Game 6. The source added, quote, "It's the playoffs." So certainly Davis will continue to be monitored by the Lakers. The team has off today. They're not practicing. They're not gathering for film or anything of the sort. Let everybody rest their bodies up for this pivotal Game 6. But things are trending in the direction that we're going to see Anthony Davis back in the lineup on Friday night.
I was going to go ahead and say this real, very quickly, because I have to address it on what happened yesterday. So Like, I talked to multiple people yesterday after our show. They were like, AD is going to play. I know it became a really big thing around the media about concussion protocol and the doctors making that decision. But, like, look, Anthony Davis, he has some injuries here and there, but, like, he's a tough dude, man. Like, he plays through it. Like, the shoulder, he plays through it, whatever it is. I will tell you, though, Max, you brought up sweep the leg, that kind of Cobra Kai thing. Playing against Draymond Green, Draymond Green looks for things like this. So in a game that was already physical, where AD is being met early, half court, he's being checked multiple times, he's being pushed off the block, you're going to see cross screens. You're going to see when he does switch on Stephen Curry, screens coming from the blind side, trying to run him off things. The game is going to be even more physical tonight. And by the way, another addition, another injury that people aren't talking about is the injury to Andrew Wiggins as well, that he caught, like, I don't know what the exact name of it, but it's around his rib cage, right? So, Max, I was asking you this before the game, the boxing terminology when the fight is so up and close, right?
Phone booth.
It's in the phone booth. So you're going to see a lot of that phone booth tonight for Anthony Davis and Draymond Green and also for LeBron James and Andrew Wiggins. Like, when your rib cage is sore, if that's a fracture, whatever it is, like we said, LeBron is better when he plays inside out instead of outside in. In game five, you saw him settle for jump shots. In game six now, you're going to see him try to back Andrew Wiggins down if Wiggins is able to play tonight and punish him in the block. So this is truly a war of attrition on both sides. Like, two critical pieces of both teams that are going to have to play through injuries or play through symptoms, and how they deal with those symptoms is going to be
imperative. Makes you nervous when you hear war of attrition and Anthony Davis, because his body's just not put together that way, it seems. That's one. Two is, I've noticed the trend in this series where the whatever team had the dominant big was in the driver's seat. But that just went away in the Philadelphia series because Embiid couldn't get himself the ball and didn't demand it to your satisfaction, right? Well, that Jokic, it's different because he can also play point guard, right? He can get himself the ball.
The offense plays through Jokic.
Through him, and he sets up teammates too. But AD is not the kind of guy going to get himself the ball. They're going to have to feed him. So that makes me nervous because maybe it doesn't happen and he doesn't demand it. And when you say war of attrition as a Lakers fan, you also got to be thinking, uh-oh, that doesn't sound good for AD. Meantime, the season hasn't even started. But which NFL head coach is already on the hot seat?
Oh, God.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by Dan Graziano himself, ESPN NFL Insider. Morning, Graz.
Morning. How you guys
doing? What's up, Graz?
The Grazi.
Enjoying the music. Ready to do some rapid fire. This is like, we got a rapid fire segment of some kind coming right here.
Exactly. You hear the music in the musical bed, you know you're good. Okay.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Fill in the blank. How's that?
This sounds good.
Let's do it. The team you're most interested in watching week one is fill in the blank.
The Jets. Come on. They're playing the Bills. This is the team they're chasing for the division title. We want to see what this looks like with Aaron Rodgers. The pressure is on right away for the Jets. I want to see how they look coming out of the gate. It's my team.
I'd say week one for me is the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of know what the Jets are going to look like.
Do you?
The 49ers. Well, yeah, we kind of know what they're going to look like. They're going to look better than they did a year ago. The 49ers, on the other hand, I want to see what that is at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Is it going to be Trey Lance? Eh. Is it going to be Sam Darnold? We know it's not going to be Brock Purdy based on his injury. Let's see what that looks like, Dan.
I'm going to tell you, Dan, I'm just in the division guy. I'll go with just Cowboys.
Yeah.
Just because I'm just – every year for me, I'm like, all right, like what's happening now that Mike McCarthy finally is making he has play calling rights, right? So, all right, it's all on the line, it feels yes. like, for him this year with Dan Quinn still on the sideline. So yeah. I just like watching that controversy reveal itself.
I mean, for me, it's an easy answer.
It's the Giants.
Giants, man. I don't care about these other teams. Let me see my Giants, especially
Shocker.
I want to see if Daniel Jones, now that he has a receiving core and he should have a better offensive line, let me see what he can do. Can he take the next step? Because he looked right to me last year, but now let's see if there's more there. The player you think could take the biggest leap this year is?
Justin Fields. I think that what they've done for him and around him will only help. I think their schedule lays out pretty favorably, and I think this is a player who has the ability to do more as a passer than we've seen so far, and we already know what he can do as a runner. I think he's a guy that we'll be talking about a lot this year and at the end of the year as a guy whose future is extremely bright in this league.
You know, for me, you mentioned it a minute ago, Dan, the New York Jets, right? Mm-hmm. You talked about a certain guy going to New York and Aaron Rodgers. I'm taking a receiver in Garrett Wilson.
Mm.
Elite. Mm. Okay, I'm talking, yeah, he was offensive rookie of the year. That's fine. But now you got Aaron Rodgers. You're getting ready to go to a whole nother level. You may be one of those 1,900-yard receivers this year with that guy at the quarterback spot.
That's a good one. I'm going to go out to the AFC West. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson. Elite. With Sean Payton, obviously.
There's
a new brain trust in place. And I think it's going to elevate the play of Russell Wilson, especially considering the way he was last year.
Hey, Jay.
I'll be over in London watching the games.
Well, if he makes it to London based on the crowd booing him at the Nuggets game the other night.
I saw that. That was not.
You want the real answer or the more interesting answer? Because the real answer is Evan Neal. I want to see if he can become a real right tackle for the Giants. Here's the interesting answer.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson. I want to see if he can take the leap as a passer now that for the first time in his career, he's got an offensive coordinator that's going to let him air it out a little bit more, and he's got receivers everywhere you look. Even if a couple guys get hurt, well, Odell's injury history and Bateman's injury history, but now you have Zay Flowers and you still have Andrews. Like, you got targets for this guy, mm-hmm. and more, it seems, on paper at least, a willingness to let him use them. I can't wait to see that. The player who might regress the most this year is...
I almost said Daniel Jones just to start a fight, but no, I don't think so. I'm going to regress from 15 touchdown passes. Player who might regress the most this year, I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs. Led the league in rushing yards. I don't see that being repeatable. I'm not sure what they're going to be like in Vegas this year with Garoppolo at quarterback. I think if you're drafting Jacobs high in fantasy this year, that looks like a trap to me.
You know, you mentioned Daniel Jones, and I'm going to stay with Daniel
Jones.
Go
for it. That's right.
Here's why I'm going to stay with Daniel Jones is because when you pay people big money, now all of a sudden – you start to try to utilize them and turn them into something that they're probably not. And I think they're going to get caught in this where they all of a sudden think he's Patrick Mahomes and they're going to try to throw the ball all over the lot and forget about Saquon Barkley back there. He's going to regress because of that.
All right. Hmm.
This hurts because I still want to go see games, but I wonder about Tua a lot regressing because I know last year he had a really good year and obviously having injuries, but I wonder, like, now that tape – there's a lot of tape out on him, and you're still seeing that deep ball. I wonder how that will play out this year, considering the standard he set last year.
Yeah, among quarterbacks, it's not an easy pick for me. Like, maybe Kirk Cousins
for a lot
of the year looked pretty damn good and then kind of didn't look as good in the playoffs. But so maybe Cousins is kind of a cop-out answer. The coach who is on the hot seat to start the season is –
I think it's Mike McCarthy. I mean, you fire your offensive coordinator on a team that scored the second most points in the league over the last 4 years behind Kansas City, and then you go and you do a press conference where you basically say the reason that you let him go is because they were scoring too many points.
Yeah, we're going to fix that.
And then you're going to make yourself the offensive coordinator. That's a lot of pressure, and I think it's a guy that, you know, they've won a lot of games, but they haven't really gotten over that playoff hump. I think he's a lot of eyes on him.
I think Mike McCarthy is certainly a nice taste. But Todd Bowles in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, sure.
Todd Bowles, you know, he gets rid of Byron Leftwich. He's calling the defense now. Many of his assistant coaches have departed from there. There's no Tom Brady. And the Glazer family, they don't mind firing coaches, as you know, Dan, in a heartbeat. As soon as they think it's not going the direction they want it to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can see that with Todd Bowles.
Brandon Staley, for me, I mean, now it's been two straight years of miscues, right, that you're watching, even though they made the playoffs. But Justin Herbert has all the talent in the world. That contract is coming up. I think Brandon Staley, there's a lot of pressure on them to go further this year.
Absolutely.
McCarthy, for me, once you fire the OC and you know they like the quarterback, come on, man, you're on the hot seat. The team with the most questions about them. This is phrased question marks. For some reason in sports, everyone always says question marks when they mean questions.
The team with the most questions
or question marks. You have the literal mark around them, like the Riddler.
I'm trying to think, who would that be? Who would the team with the most question marks be? I don't know. Let go to Key, and then I'll come back. Come back to me.
All right,
come back to me.
The question marks are just questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. No question. Right? I think they're interchangeable. They're the same thing.
Okay, Professor, I'm going to say the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah,
I'm going to say the Saints is very interesting because can my nephew Mikey stay healthy and give them the boost they're looking for? Could Chris Olave continue to grow? Can Alvin Kamara come back and do some of the same things we saw him do under Sean Payton? What is Carr at the quarterback position? Mm-hmm. Many of you don't like him. Many of you think he's at the bottom of the barrel. Let's see what they look like. Got a little bit of an aging defense. I want to find out what they're all about. I think they're going to be good, but I don't know.
I'll go with the New England Patriots.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I mean, just all this conversation that Max loves to have around Bill Belichick every day. You know, I tell you, when you're around it a lot, you start to be like, it kind of makes a little bit of sense, even though I don't want to say it makes sense. But still around that choice with Mac Jones. A lot of things happening as it relates to the offensive and defensive coordinator and how that's kind of been juggled over the last couple of years. That's a critical one.
All right, I was going to say Patriots. Let me give you a different one, okay? Detroit.
Yeah.
Because Detroit looked like they had an explosive offense last year. Can they take the next step? Right? They got the game against the Chiefs and remember when the Chiefs Rams had that incredible game and they came a pre-snap penalty away when Brady went to are we going to get that as a rematch? In a way, in my mind, because Jared Goff is the quarterback, high-flying offense. It's sort of that kind of matchup, but can they go from just being, they're a tough out, they around 500, can they actually become a playoff team?
That's a good one. I'm going to go with the Packers. We have no idea what Jordan Love's going to show us. The entire group around him is young. The wide receivers are young. All these guys they drafted. The defense was a major letdown last year. Should it have been better, or is that really all they have on defense? I think there's a lot of questions about that too. I was a little shocked. They got as many primetime games as the Jets did, five of them. So we'll all get to see the Packers thing unfold in real time.
Packers is a good one. I mean, Jordan Love.
Yeah, it's a total mystery.
You know, if you're
kind of like the 49ers too, like
a little bit.
But if you're,
I just think whoever
plays
for the 49ers is going to be fine.
Fine regardless. Yeah.
If you're Jeff Garcia, who's a good quarterback, that's a disappointment. Like because you're following Montana, Young.
I see.
Following Favre, Rodgers.
No,
they don't want you just to be okay or be good, a solid guy. They want you to be great.
Yeah,
man, you forgot Tim Rattay and Steve Bono. What are you doing, Max?
Yeah, right. I know. But Garcia was really the next guy. Yeah, that's true. Key remembers the names of a lot of quarterbacks, 17 quarterbacks in his career.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. You know, I wear a jacket to work every day. It can be chilly in the studio the way I like it, the whole thing. And then today I'm getting dressed. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put a shirt on. It's going to be long sleeve, so I don't have to hear Key. And but it's going to be, you know, light enough because it's like 80 degrees out today. It's going to be light enough that it's okay, just warm enough for the studio, and so Jay could have it warm. I don't want to fight him on the control of the thermostat. Let him have it warm. I show up. This dude is in a full baseball jacket, Mets baseball jacket. Key got on the denim, and Jay wants it cold in the studio now all of a sudden.
I didn't change the heat. I left it.
I mean, I'm not complaining about the temperature. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, why you got a jacket on and it's hot out there?
It's what are you talking about? We're inside.
Yeah.
We're inside. Cold. It's a really thin jacket, though. It's the same as your denim jacket you got on.
It's a baseball same jacket thing. And a little warmer than the denim.
No, it's
a little
not.
Bit.
Feel it.
A little bit. It's a thing. What's a nice jacket? I'm not going to lie.
It's
a nice jacket.
It's like one of those like ball jackets. Like,
you know, I hate the Mets, but it's a nice looking jacket.
It looks nice and expensive.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it looks nice and expensive.
I got it from Uncle Stevie.
Yeah, you got
you know? Probably Uncle Stevie. Nice.
You got to go to Kith or something to get that. You can't get that
come
at the
on,
regular
Ronnie,
store.
Come on, Ronnie. Keep sitting in the gear, Ronnie.
But if they was a perennial contenders all the time. No, if they were perennial contenders, it would look even more fresh.
Know why their colors are that blue and orange?
No.
Okay. Because the New York Giants, when their baseball team is now in San Francisco, when they were in New York, the colors were black and orange. They took the orange from the Giants. They took the blue from the Dodgers. That's Dodgers blue because they wanted to inherit all those fans, which they did.
Mm. Oh, I thought it was a Nick thing, actually.
No, this is a Giant. They combined the Giants and Dodgers and got that.
Oh, I thought it was just a New York, like a Nick, you know, color type deal or whatever the case may be. It was an interesting conversation.
you don't want to talk about my Mets? Is that's a problem?
No, I was just saying.
Is it putting you to sleep?
Conversation. No. It was an interesting conversation. Max was talking about his sleeves and his shirt and all the looks and stuff, and it made me think about the dating website, so to speak.
Okay.
And I was saying to y'all,
want to date me or something? What's going on?
No, I don't want to date you.
All
no,
right, good.
I was just
we
saying
went from
that
celebrity crushes
that's probably,
to dating websites.
That's probably not a good idea. And Pat Costello was saying it's not the 1960s, and I'm like, no, I watch television.
Yeah.
And that stuff is
and the
not,
television you watch is going to give you certain.
No, you get caught up.
Key is shaking his finger. No.
Web of lies and all that, man. Them dudes and people. Mm-mm.
But see, people have to understand. Key spends his free time like wallpaper in his place is forensics files and stuff. Right? It's always solving different kinds of murders and stuff like that. Right?
Yeah, seeps into your subconscious, man.
No, man. But I want to get to know you in person. I need to see you, Jay. Okay, online, that's not going to do it for me. I need to be able to see you, have a conversation with you. I don't need to meet me somewhere. I don't want to. No, I need to right now.
But if you're dating women, you're good. It's the women who have to be – people who are dating men who have to be careful. The men are the
what
maniacs.
What you mean? Women are the one, too. What you act like
– come on.
Are you crazy? They'll tie you up and have people do stuff to you and drug you and everything.
Well, yeah, anyone could set you up. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I don't –
got really
too,
dark.
That all suddenly got very
dark.
Got
really dark.
I envy the young generation that just goes on their phone and it's like ordering takeout or something. You don't have to leave the house.
It's trying to meet you where there's a lot of people. I need more eyes on us.
Yeah, we got
to
meet in a public place.
Yeah, public place.
For the first time.
That's where you meet. Oh, you want to meet somewhere? Coffee shop? Public place?
Yeah. Before we jump back into, you know, sports, explain this to me. I've never been on one and I don't know how to even activate one. What happens? What's the interaction?
I don't want you, Key.
Like, when I first moved to Connecticut, I downloaded an app, met a joint on there, and she like, let's meet up. I'm like, all right, cool, we want to meet. She said, a park. I said, a park? I'm from a city, man. I'm not going nowhere with a bunch of wilderness, so I'm looking around for landmarks and all that. We walking in circles twice. I said, we done walk past these ducks twice. Hold on, man. I'm going home now, because now we walking in circles. I'm thinking I'm finna get lined up. We're not
but
doing
what,
that.
But what if it's what if the headshot is different than the rest of the photos?
You
got
to do, like I told Jay in the break, you got to do your work early.
You got to do your work early.
You got to get to where the meetup spot is early. make sure you see what's going on, see if everything's safe before you get out the vehicle and make your
I
move.
I mean, Yates is like Marlowe going to meet somebody from The Wire or something. He's like, he's got to get there early and stake him out in the car across the street.
Look, I went to a place, met up with somebody. I got there early. She's talking about, yeah, I'm going to be there in a little bit. I'm like, hold on, man. I'm seeing people walking up on my car, everything. I said, let me get up out of here.
So it's like a blind date. So essentially it's like a blind date.
Because you eventually got to make the move to go see someone in person. You can't just keep chatting on the app the whole time.
So in other words, the thing that you're afraid about, in fact, turns you into the stalker. That's your excuse for becoming a stalker.
Yeah, and you can tell, like Pat just said, you can tell.
That's stalker behavior.
You can tell if they're real or not by how their interactions are, how they type, how they text.
But what if the IG picture ain't really the picture?
You got to Google names, man. You got to do a deep dive.
You got to get a social team. Your social media team.
You
got to
do a forensic social. Exactly.
How to do their work.
Got to do hard work.
What if
you got to go on the black web. Look, I'm going deep.
If you meet someone and it's not right.
Black web. I meant the dark web.
It's the dark web.
So the white web is good? So the white web is good?
But how you going to know, though? You don't know. All you seeing is, I'm assuming you're the head up, and then maybe some other pictures. But then when you get there, their hands is as big as mine.
Well, see, me personally, I'm heavy on the FaceTime. I'm a FaceTime bull, so I need to see the live action before I can come meet you anywhere.
So, Key, you're concerned that like your profile would have pictures of you on the Jets, but then you would show up instead.
I play for the Jets.
And who the girl thinks she's getting the slim Key, and then from 25 years ago.
No, not at all. Look, Pat, that dude's uncle shows up. Who's this? I can promise you today and tomorrow, I'm gonna bag anything that I want to.
Okay, Key. Pat, all right,
Pat's in trouble with me.
Just let Pat go.
Pat's in trouble with me.
Yeah, he in trouble with me.
Can we please talk about Klay Thompson, please? Because this is starting to get to
No, Pat started.
We're family men.
Pull over, family men.
We have love. Is Max,
there's Key on the
Max,
Jets.
Max, help us.
There's Key on the Jets. Hey,
help Key help himself.
And then this is who shows up. And then his uncle shows up. she goes, wait, where's your nephew around?
Don't let them get you there. Key,
is
let
that,
it go.
Is that what Pat trying to say? I'm old.
Look, I'm just saying that you might be catfishing people on the side. I don't know.
Key, you look like a tight end now. To show up.
Am I heavier than I was when I played? Absolutely. But I'm not fat by no stretch of imagination.
Wait a second. I met you and it said Keyshawn. Now you're saying your name is Joseph? That'd be a red flag for a shorty. I got a dip. I got to go now.
Oh, God. Costello, you're in trouble.
Well, that segment's burned.
Oh, well.
We can talk about Game 6 Klay coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Is Game 6 Klay still a thing? KJM ESPN Radio, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Lakers hopefully close out the Warriors because, according to Keyshawn Johnson, if it goes 7 to Golden State, lights out. Presented by Indeed, coverage begins at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on SiriusXM Channel 80. So far this series, Klay has 30 points on 11 of 18 shooting in a Game 2 blowout. That was his good game. And I wouldn't say that was like great Klay Thompson. That's Klay Thompson. That's not like, oh my God, Klay Thompson. In the other four games, Klay's averaging just about 15 points on 15 and a half shots. He has more turnovers than assists, 9-8. This is...
Jason Tatum, game six is more of a real thing now.
Wow.
I mean, think about last year for Jason Tatum, game six, they go back, they lose at home. In a closeout scenario, 3-2, down 3-2, the Milwaukee Bucks goes into Milwaukee, drops 46 last night. Once again, he thought he was going to have a stinker, 16 points in the fourth quarter in a closeout scenario for the 76ers. That feels more like Game 6 JT than this whole Game 6 Clay now.
Yeah, but even Tatum's Game 6, it was good in the end.
Yeah.
If he don't hit those shots and become the guy in the fourth quarter, then we're having a different conversation, win or lose.
Agreed. That's what I'm saying now. It's different.
Kalena Azubuki, Warriors TV analyst, was on Fitz and Harry here on ESPN Radio. Listen to this.
I expect him to play well. I just think when he's patient, when he's coming off of those pin downs and two jumping him and he's making that pocket pass, when he's not really trying to force it, because he can make the forced, tough, contested threes, contested jumpers, but when he really takes his time and takes what the defense gives him and doesn't try to force the issue too much too soon, kind of let the game come to him, that's when he's at his best. And I think he's going to call on that game six Clay MO that he has and all the great memories he has from game sixes in the past.
Clay has played in three game six elimination games in the Kerr era, right? He's averaged 35.3 points on 24 of 38 three-point shooting. 63%, high volume 63% from three in game six elimination games. Listen to this. 2019 versus the Raptors, 30 points on 4 of 6 from downtown. 2018 West Finals versus the Rockets, 35 points on 9 of 14 from downtown. 2016 Western Conference Finals at Thunder, 41 points on 11 of 18 from downtown. The Warriors won two of those three games. 2019 Finals versus the Raptors, you know, they had all those injuries. Jay, is it in there? I asked you this about LeBron. Is it in there for Clay?
I mean, it starts with Steph, man. It starts with Steph first. And look, the last three games, Clay has gone 3 of 12 for 10 points, 3 of 11 for 9 points, 5 of 14 for 15 points. Like, and what you've seen is a higher dosage of high pick and roll with Steph. So a lot of the continuity, with the exception of last game, but that was more other players making things happen. Like, when they're not in their continuity sets, like when the ball isn't pop, pop, moving around very quickly, like, it takes away from his rhythm of the game. He has to start hunting his own shot instead of the shot finding him within the rhythm of the offense. And I think that's what you're hearing. Who was the caller that we had on, Jason Fitz, the caller from the Golden State Warriors? He just called him. We just listened to the sound of it. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Kalena.
Kalena. Yeah. Azubuki. Sorry, I draw a blank on his name for a second. Drew a blank on his name. When you're seeing Clay hunt his shots, that's very different than him catching shots within the flow of the offense. But, right? And I think that's a little bit of the challenge you're seeing with Clay over the last several games.
Jay, what happens, though, with Clay's shots, or anybody's shots for that matter, because he's getting looks, right? They're just not going in. They're rattling around. What happens? Like, what's going on when he releases, it goes in, it comes back out, or it hits the front of the rim? Like, what's happening in those moments?
Well, it's more like him picking his spots, Key. So, you know, when they go into this high pick and roll situation, like, they're still doing continuity off the ball, but it's very different than them just going in their perpetual motion sets, right? So there becomes a lot of, now you're waiting for Steph to create the play for you instead of just everybody, the ball moving. It's just a different feel. It's a different style. But also, I mean, he's kind of in a slump. So, I mean, the only way you saw Jason Tatum in a slump last night, he's been a slump. You got to shoot your way out of it, man. But like Clay,
easy, chippy layups.
Yeah, get a lather, see the ball go in. I think for Clay, getting the mid-range game, going a little earlier, playing faster, I think could help him instead of just. But I don't know, man. Like, tonight's game is going to be critical. The sooner you can get him going, is the more it helps with that release valve on Steph, because now if he gets going earlier, Like, I'm running pick and roll towards that side a lot more now because you can't help off him. You still can't help off him, but that's going to be critical.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he hasn't had that game. You know, a lot of times you'll say, and people will hedge what they say, this guy has got can get as hot as anyone who ever lived. I want to be clear about this. Klay Thompson is able, it used to be at least, we'll see if he still is at some point, capable of getting hotter than anyone who ever lived. No one who ever lived could get as hot as Klay. I saw the man drop, was it 38 in a quarter? No, it was 36, 37 in a quarter. Key, he dropped 28 in a quarter earlier in that same season. Like, when this dude gets hot, it's ridiculous. And if that happens, it's going to be a problem for the Lakers, right? The Lakers got to make sure that that does not happen because it'll be curtains. You're just looking at a game seven.
So, Key, you know, before we were talking about, I think for Golden State, I'm going to go back to the point about Draymond Green. So I think what you're going to see tonight, because tonight's going to be a test of AD's ability to play through injury, right? So the head thing, your equilibrium is off. So Draymond Green is going to test that multiple times. I think you're going to see back screens on AD. I think you're going to see AD met very early in a very physical way. And if they get Anthony Davis to start floating around the perimeter, Key,
yeah,
that is a win for Golden State. Like, the key to victory, if there's anything I say today, here is the most important thing for the Lakers. The key to victory is when the Lakers have won games, there's been a huge disparity in free throws. They're attacking, and they're dominating on the block. They're dominating in the paint. So anything Golden State can do that forces AD or LeBron to become content with settling for jump shots, that is a win for Golden State. The Lakers cannot become content settling for mid-range jumpers. They have to beat them up and bully ball on the blocks.
Well, tell your Toronto team that next year, Jay, when you're coaching them.
That's J.J. Redick. That's not me.
Oh, I thought I knew it was a Duke guy. I wasn't sure which one.
Yeah.
You know, those Duke guys are always looking to get those head coaching jobs, Key.
Well, you know. Well, you got to have some integrity.
Don't say
no
that
coaching
to Gundy.
Experience. No coaching experience, but, you know, get a head coaching job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God forbid that happens.
Well, you have the no coaching experience part. There's
I'm
one
talking
thing
about J.J.
No, I'm talking about you. There's one thing on your resume that you don't have that would seal the deal if you had it. I'm trying to think what
is
that might be.
I'm
not sure.
Ring,
is
ring,
Game
ring.
6 Klay a real thing? And does Harden deserve the blame for last night, KJM?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.